Welcome to the Central Assembly Podcast. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Good tie-in to your guys' series that you've been finishing up. Actually, tonight is the finishing for your guys' summer series. And we're just so thankful that you guys asked Victory Mission to come in and share our story with you tonight. So can I get a round of applause for Central Assembly for asking Victory Mission to come in? Thank you so much. And also, I'm just really proud of all the pastors wearing Victory shirts tonight. You look handsome. I mean, love it. You better represent, you know, out in the community. Come on. Walmart, I want to see you, Pastor. So I'm Janelle Reed. I'm the Community Engagement Manager with Victory Mission. But also, I've had ties with Central Assembly for several years. Some of you may know me as the founder of Single Moms Rock. I've worked with Pastor David and Pastor Anthony for probably about 5 years now. And doing lots of different events here at Central Assembly. Some of those have been like Empowered for Life that we did 3 years ago with working with single moms, getting them out of poverty and keeping them out of poverty. Our ever popular Valentine's Banquet, where we had around 200 single moms out in the hallway where we did, not the hallway, but the big room where we had single moms dressed up and loved on and poured on. This Mother's Day, actually, we had an event for them. And right now, if you don't know this, we're actually doing an event on Wednesday nights where we're having seven single moms. We're partnering with you guys and the Missouri Extension where we're doing a Cooking Matters class where they're actually coming in and the Missouri Extension brings in ingredients. They are teaching them how to cook. And the moms get to eat that meal, and then they actually take ingredients home with them, and they get to cook those meals with their children. So it's a really great incentive for them, and it's a great partnership for us. So we have loved that. So from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you guys for loving on single moms the way you have over the years. So can I get a round of applause for that? Thank you so much. Being community engagement manager, I get to talk a lot. Don't know how that happened, but it works for me. But I get to tell the story of what's happening at Victory Mission, and it is a new day. Can I get an amen? Amen. It's a new day. Like David said, things are moving, things are changing, things are happening, and it is a great thing in our community, and we are proud to be a part of that. So, to tell you a little bit about that, you're going to hear about that tonight in all different kinds of ways. I'm going to share a little bit about that with you. We've got a lot of different outreach opportunities. We've got a couple of different tables set up. If you didn't get to see that in the hallway, we've got ways that you can get involved. So we've got volunteer opportunities. If you have not volunteered with us and you want to volunteer, we have volunteer opportunities. Go and see Wes out front, and he will get you signed up. There's lots of different ways that you can volunteer. Also, something that you can do is you can come and take a tour. Jason, our executive director, and myself, you can get to spend a couple hours with me. It's great fun, I can tell you that. I open up the buildings for a couple hours. We get to go, and I will show you exactly what goes on in our buildings from day in and day out. You'll get to meet some of our guys in our programs. You'll get to see life-changing restoration, exactly hear from them, exactly what's going on in their lives, and just exactly what happens on the day in and day out. Come and take a tour and see exactly what happens. Maybe you've volunteered in the past. I can guarantee you that maybe what you've seen in the past, sometimes it's not exactly what's going on right now, but I can tell you it is making a difference in the lives of people right now. So you will love coming and taking a tour. People are amazed. Maybe you grew up in the area and you had a certain vision of what Victory Mission was. I can tell you that vision is probably not what it is today or what you would actually see what Victory Mission is. And also, make sure of volunteering. I want to make sure you know, last couple years actually, we have had a Thanksgiving community dinner here at Central Assembly. We've partnered with you guys on that. Mark your calendars, because November 27th, we will be back. And I'm sure it'll be bigger and better than ever, where we actually invite the community to come in, and we provide a hot dinner, and we have all hands on deck, and we will need volunteers for that. So mark your calendars for that, and we'll be posting volunteer opportunities for that. And then, who's got coffee in their hands? Yeah? Did you know that was victory coffee that you're drinking? For victory coffee. Let me show you this little bad boy here. So you guys have been buying victory coffee from us for a while. You love it. So we just rebranded. So now it's called For Victory, a coffee company. Wes is out doing his thing in the hallway. He's selling victory coffee tonight, by the way. So if you brought your wallet, we can take care of you. This is a sampler packet. I wanted to show this. I wanted to highlight this because we are super proud of this. This is a social enterprise for us at Victory Mission. This is a coffee that we get green beans, and then Jeremy, which I'm going to have him come up on stage here in a little bit, helps us with. And we have subscriptions to businesses and churches like you guys. But this is a sampler pack. This is something new. We just came out with a couple weeks ago. These are 4 4-ounce packages of coffee, of 4 of our different blends, for $20. This makes a great gift, you guys. Okay? So I just wanted to show this off. Jeremy Ledbetter, could you come up to the podium, please? Thank you. Yes. Does everybody know Jeremy? Yes. Jeremy, who's your home church?
Central Assembly.
Central Assembly.
Central Assembly.
Yeah.
Okay. Central Assembly is his home church, everybody. Jeremy is one of our restoration men. And so we're gonna give him just a little bit to tell his story. So Jeremy, what brought you to Victory Mission?
So what brought me to Victory Mission was, about when I was 16, 17 years old, my mom passed away. And ever since then, I've always battled with addiction from alcohol, weed, methamphetamines. And I always did it with my dad. And we always lived together, split the rent and bills and all that. But it caught up with us one night. Mid-November of last year, we got into it, got in a fight, pretty much almost killed each other. And I ran out of the house. My little brother that's in the Navy in Washington, D.C., just gracefully, the grace of God, he came down and he helped me get into Victory Mission. I was lucky to get an interview by actually Jacob and Justin at the time. And they accepted me in the program, and that's how I ended up.
So you'll get to hear about the actual program in a little bit later on. So you interviewed for a position in the program. You got in. And tell me a little bit about, that was 8 months ago?
Yes.
And so tell me a little bit about where you're at now in the program.
So right now, there's 3 phases into the program, and I'm phase 3. And
can you get amen?
Amen. To me, they say jobs for life is the game changer in the program. And I'd say phase 3 is the game changer of the program. Because you get out, you're with a couple buddies that were in the program with you in a house. You split the bills and all that. And I mean, it's more responsibilities on you and to keep you accountable for everything that the Victory Mission has given you.
Sure.
And that's where I'm very grateful for that opportunity from all y'all from Victory Mission to be able to live in a house and to keep going forward and moving forward with the program. Yeah.
So what are you doing at Victory Mission?
At Victory Mission, I am in the AmeriCorps VISTA program for a year, and that's until March next year. I help with Wes and Grace with the volunteers and the Victory Coffee.
For Victory Coffee. It's for sale out in the lobby.
And then the rest of the staff, I help out everywhere the best I can.
And he's great at it. We so appreciate him. He's a very hard worker, jumps in and does it, anything that we ask of him. His home church, again, is Central Assembly. He is mentored by Pastor David, which we are so grateful that he has taken him under his wing. And I know you are as well.
Yes.
What are some goals after you, you know, graduate from the program? What's next for you?
So my goals are, I've always been simple. I've never been able to get out on my own and live in my own house, have just the freedom to be alone and start my own life, it seems like. I've always just coasted. So my goals are is to be able to save money, and then get out on my own. I'm looking forward to schooling with HVAC and heating and cooling, I'm hoping, by the end of it. And yeah.
And I know you can do whatever that you put your mind to.
Yeah.
We're super proud of you. Jeremy Ledbetter, everybody. Thank you so much.
Hey there. I want to echo Janelle and just thank you for letting us come and tell about Victory Mission and what's going on down the street from you all. And thank you for the partnership that we have in Central Assembly. We are so glad to partner with you all. So my name is Amy. I am Victory Mission's Women's Ministry Director. And so we're kind of getting started with some of the women's programming. You might know Victory Mission has been about men a lot in the past. So we're getting some things going with that. And I also get the privilege to help with our pantry and some of our family ministry type things. So I'll tell you guys a little bit about our pantry. I don't know if you know much about it, but we run an emergency pantry on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to noon at our warehouse. That's on the corner of Chase and Grant, just a little bit north of Sonic there on Commercial Street. And you guys actually partnered with us recently, so I don't know if all of you knew that, but Central Assembly has joined with us in running that pantry. And so we typically serve around 400 families a month. A lot of the families you guys were seeing here at Central Assembly, we now serve down at our pantry. And we're just so thankful for this opportunity. I said I was going to give a shout out to Trish Foster. I don't know if she's here this evening, but I saw her today. And she is at our pantry regularly helping volunteer. She's one of the Central Assembly folks, helps people find clothing at our pantry. And that's one of the things that we offer as well is clothing. So we do that emergency food and emergency clothing for people that come to see us. One of the things that makes our pantry unique is that we offer assistance beyond just food and clothing. We include relationship building and what I call kind of a brief crisis intervention. So every family that comes in to see us fills out a little assessment about what's going on in their family, and we actually sit down with them and talk to them about what's going on in their life. We know food's kind of coming to the surface as their biggest need, but that's not what's typically driving what's going on in their life. So we begin building relationships with them and then trying to meet some of those root issues that are happening. So we kind of use that information. We talk to them about their biggest need, their living situation, their income situation, their employment, and try to get them referred to community resources to get in maybe to see us for case management. But we want to go beyond just giving them that food. So that's one of the ways that we serve at Victory Mission. I want to tell you a little story of one of the women that's come in to the pantry. I know that's kind of the theme of your summer programming. I'll just call her Casey to kind of keep her identity private. But she came to us in the pantry. She'd been in a couple times. And every time she came in to see us, she'd come into our office to talk. But she did this. The whole time she talked, I could never see her mouth. And I finally said to her, like, what's going on? You know, you keep coming in for food. She said, My teeth, they're so embarrassing. I could never find work with my teeth like this. And so we reached out and began making connections out in the community and were able to find her some grant funding to get those teeth extracted, to get some dentures. And she reached back out to us months later and said, hey, I didn't know if you knew how much you've changed my life, that allowing me to get my teeth extracted and to have dentures and a smile that I can be proud of is allowing me to move forward. And I think about you guys all the time, and I'm so thankful for you. And so just those stories that we sometimes don't even hear the good endings to, I think can make all the difference when someone's coming in even for that crisis food. So we talk about help and hope, and that we want to do more than sustain people in poverty. We want to offer them the opportunities, resources, and support to be able to really transform their lives. And we know God's at the root of that, and that we can say a prayer with them, and that we can love on them, and that that can make the difference in our pantry. So that's just one of the stories that's come through our doors here in the past few months. I wanted to tell you a little bit about women's ministry also, kind of the verse that's been the springboard on my heart as we're looking at this program is this verse from 2 Corinthians 4. We often suffer, but we're never crushed. Even when we don't know what to do, we never give up. And in times of trouble, God is with us. When we're knocked down, we get back up again. And I think that is the message so many of our women that come to us with a need, need to embrace, to know that God is with them in whatever they're experiencing. Sometimes it's messy and hard, and there aren't resources, and there aren't things to fix it, but knowing that God's there with us can change things. So women's programming is just kind of getting started, like I said. Right now, it's mostly just providing support, case management, resource referrals for people. We host a Thursday drop-in center from 10 to 2 up at our admin building. So any woman can come in with any needs on Thursdays, and we'll just sit down with her. She doesn't need to set an appointment. So sometimes if I talk to somebody, I'll just say, oh, come by on Thursday. We'll just chat, see what's going on. So women reach out to us all week through phone, text. They'll text us face-to-face meetings and online kind of needs forms. They'll send us what's going on. And we have women coming to us from a variety of places. So we have women coming to us through our outreach, like the pantry services I was talking about, our evening classes and meal. We have women who are in relationships with our restoration men who could use some support and encouragement and someone to walk alongside them. So we reach out to them. And then community and church referrals. So I don't know, maybe a couple of you have even called me, but sometimes when you're working with somebody in the community and you're loving on people in your neighborhood, people that you know in your life, you kind of get stuck and you don't know how to help anymore. And we want to be there as a resource. So I'll talk to people who are in the churches here in our community who are struggling to help the women in their lives, and we can brainstorm and see what we can come up with to help those women so you're not left without support and encouragement. And one of the other ways is through Single Moms Rock. So I love that I get to partner with Janelle, that she started this amazing organization and that it's under Victory Mission now. And we get to talk to single moms all the time through that network. We have over 5,000 women that follow the Facebook page for Single Moms Rock and over 800 women in our closed group that have kind of private conversation all the time. Just a month ago, we opened up a needs request where a woman can tell us about a specific need she's having. And just in the first month, we've had 40 women send us a need that they're having in their life, where we're able to reach out to them by phone, text, email, and make contact with them and help them figure out that need. So we know through those interactions that kind of needs come to the surface. And one of the big needs that I've seen in our community is for women who've lost custody of their children. Women who have lost custody of their children are often without hope, and they've burned a lot of the bridges that they've had in their life. And so I've been walking with several women through looking at custody issues and dealing with the hurt and the heartbreak that goes along with losing their children. And so that continues to be on my heart, and I think part of the focus of Victory Mission as we move forward with women's programming is specifically working with that niche of women that have lost custody of their children, and how do we provide healing and hope for those women. And I'll just tell you guys a quick story about a woman we'll call Teresa, kind of again to keep her identity a secret. But she came into the pantry needing food. And through that conversation, we came to understand that she had been fleeing a domestic violence situation. She was in a safe-at-home address to keep her identity a secret. And she was dealing with health issues related to the violence that she experienced and struggles with her kids. So I said, why don't you come in? She needed help filling out her disability paperwork. Why don't we just sit down and talk about your disability paperwork? We'll get through that. And through that, things quickly got more involved. And she told me she had an upcoming court hearing that she needed to go to, and her abusive ex was trying to get full custody of their children, and she didn't have anybody to go with her. So I said, well, I mean, I guess I could go if you want me to come, you know, just for some support. And when we showed up, we realized a few days before the court that her attorney had backed out on her because she hadn't been able to pay him. And so she was going to be representing herself. And it ended up being a full day court hearing. So she would just come out intermittently for little breaks and we'd have a conversation. But she was able to keep custody of her children. And so we kind of teased that we were attorneys for the day. So that's kind of our big joke. Remember that day when we pretended we were attorneys? And so we continued to work together and just tease about that. But I think that's what Victory Mission is all about. And I'm so passionate that I get to be a part of this story. And that we allow God's love to flow through us and to build these relationships that really can transform people's lives. And I'm thrilled to see what God has in store for us in 2019 for women's ministry. And if any of you want to talk more about that or get involved, please let me know. I'd be excited to do that.
Thanks. Pass the baton. That was good. All right. There's a clock. Praise God. I do a little preaching, so Pastor, you know, you're on it, right? 10 minutes. I was at a program graduation with another recovery program in town, and the leader of the program said, could you come do the message? So I get there, right? And he says, so a couple minutes? The pastor's got that joke, yeah. So anyway, I'm Mark McNally, and I am the lead restoration chaplain. So some of the program men are in the room tonight, and so I'm going to have them stand to start off. Yep. Thank you, guys. You can have a seat. So one of the things I love about Victory Mission, which is actually kind of unique, I used to be on staff at a church and work with nonprofits, including Victory Mission, and a lot of times a church or a nonprofit can be really, really good at outreach, or they're really, really good at discipleship, right, going deep. And what's amazing about Victory Mission is that we have an executive director and a staff. We have a heart to meet people's immediate needs with relief, but then offer these opportunities for men and women to go deep, to really, really dig in. So just let everybody know the restoration program is not a recovery program, all right? It's not. We don't put a check mark in the win column, do we, men, when it comes to sobriety? We don't put a check mark in the win column when a guy gets a job. We love when men are reunited with their kids, when there's a possibility to reunify with a spouse. We celebrate that, but that's still not a check mark in the win column for us. In the restoration program, we take 12 to 18 months, as Jeremy said, three phases, to bring men into the ability to faithfully follow Jesus for the rest of their life, believing that if that happens and their heart is truly transformed, then all those other things, right? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided. So that's the heart behind restoration. And we do that not through just me getting up every day and talking to the men, even though I love to do that. We have a very structured approach. And so, little infomercial time, we got phase one. And in phase one, the men come in and they don't work outside of Victory Mission. So their days are very structured. They get up for a morning devotion, and then they go in the mornings and they volunteer for Victory Mission to give back, right? And then they come back for lunch. They have afternoon classes, two afternoon classes, and then dinner, and then chores, and then an evening devotion, and then they go to sleep. Saturday, there's a little bit of free time for our phase one men. And then on Sunday, they worship. They're required in phase one to go to local churches and find a place that they can call home. Now, by phase two, they have to have a home church. And what I mean by that, and what do I mean by that, guys? You're plugged in, you're serving. These are your people, right? These are your relationships. You're in a small group. You have a mentor from your church. You belong. You don't just attend, you belong. In fact, we've become kind of home church, you know, really into it so much that that's going to stop them from phasing up to phase two. If they haven't in those first 12 weeks, they're in phase one for 12 weeks, they've got to find a home church, they've got to plug in. Because as a nonprofit, we believe that we are a parachurch ministry, which means eventually we are going to fully hand them off to you to disciple them for the rest of their life. Amen? And so what we want to do is help them get plugged into a church. A lot of the men have had church experience off and on, but never in a discipleship kind of way. And so phase one, we have classes also that run at night, and these are more formational classes like Good Dads, like Living Free, which we do here at Central Assembly. That's right, I see some nods. We have usually 10 or so men that come on Sunday afternoons with Bill, and if you guys know Bill Rhodes, and we do Living Free here. So thank you for another area that Central Assembly partners with Victory Mission. But we have more men. We used to just do Living Free here, but we have grown the program to a total of 4 dozen men right now. So yeah, I know, wow, it's a lot of men, 48. But we also do Living Free at James River Church and Freedom City Church, which are both, I know, very close partners to you guys. And so we love Living Free, Good Dads, and we also love Jobs for Life. Jeremy mentioned Jobs for Life. It is a biblically based national program that puts, again, the Bible at the forefront, at the foundation of why we work as Christians and why that's meaningful. And then also it brings in business partners from the community to do things like a business panel where they can be asked questions, interviewing. I believe we had some, did we have some people from Central Assembly that did the interviewing night? I think so. In the last Jobs for Life, a staggering number. We have graduated, because it's just an 8-week course, we have graduated 52 men from Jobs for Life in the last 11 months. 32 in 2019 alone. That's an amazing number. And all of these men are working 100% employment in phases two and three right now, except for a couple of men that just phased up. So like they're in their first week or so. But let's see, what clock. Oh, okay. And they get to phase two, they go out and they start working, but they still live at Victory Square for Men, so they still stay in the same dorm rooms. They start paying program fees. We save money for them for phase three, and they still have some classes that they're finishing up. They have to make half of the devotions. They have to find a mentor in their home church. And then after 3 months of that, we move them, like Jeremy, we move them out to phase three. And phase three is the game changer for you. That's awesome. And so one of the amazing things about recovery housing in Springfield, guys, there's a lot of turnover. It's a revolving door. And men and women, even men and women's housing, it's just a lot of turnover. Once men get to phase three at Restoration, we have sent 24 men out as of this month to phase three housing in the past year. And we have a graduate that's about to come up. We have 3 more we're celebrating this month. We have 15 that are currently in phase three housing, leaving only 4, two of which came back to us on a reentry. They just needed more time back in phase two, so we're working through that. And then that leaves only 3 out of 24 in a year that left Victory Mission programming without our blessing. Now, 2 out of 3 of those, I think most people would say, are doing fairly well. They left without our blessing, and I'll just leave it at that. But those are staggering percentages, right? Even 21 out of 24. And so we're seeing phase one and two work. And we have our first graduate. We just became a 1-year program about 14 months ago or so. We were a 6-month program up until then. And so Kevin Strode is our first phase, our first graduate of the full restoration program. So I'm going to have him come up now and to continue your the story series. And so Kevin Strode, what was restoration like for you, a first graduate?
Man, my story wasn't completely unlike any of the rest of these men, and exactly alike in the fact that that we were broken men, right? Like Mark said, this isn't a recovery program. It's not a rehab, you know. And quite often, what you see in rehabs and in recoveries is people say, "I was broken because I was addicted and incarcerated," And what I learned and what we learned here in Victory Mission is kind of play that album backwards and say, you know, that I was incarcerated or I was addicted because I was broken. You know, and as soon as we learn to address the root cause of that problem, you know, that's when the healing can begin. There's 101 ways to get sober in this world, but there's only one way to get healed, and that is Jesus Christ. You know, throughout the entire time, I never could tell you how many days I had clean and sober, and I'd say most of you guys couldn't too, but I can tell you exactly the day I gave my life to Jesus Christ, and that was Thursday, April 26, 2018. So like Mark said, you know, it's very structured, and while trusting in that process and working on ourselves and developing that relationship with our Lord, you know, it is almost a seamless transition, you know, from phase one to phase two to phase three to graduation, and now, you know, still being able to come back and being connected with the program, but my accountability falling elsewhere with my church family and whatnot. And it's not a victory for us to turn out sober men who are still a hot mess and, you know, white knuckling it and hanging on for dear life, but genuine men of God who are holding on to the way, the truth, and the life. How about that?
Amen. So I know we're kind of up against it, but Kevin, what's next for you? So what are you looking for?
Friday, I actually start the actual footwork of the classes and registration and whatnot to get my local minister's license. We'll be doing that. And mission outreach, my wife and I are doing like team testimonies, you know, as a couple. We're going into OCC and some prisons and New Beginnings, SRCC, that sort of thing. So definitely staying connected to the recovery community or the restoration community as it is.
Can we give it up to, can we thank God for the story, Kevin Strode? Thanks, brother. Love you, man. So as I hand off to Jason Henson, I want to thank him and embarrass him for the resources he continues to pour into restoration. I don't want anybody here to think, oh, that's restoration guy. He's leading 48 men. I'm not. So we grew, and Brian Barkoff, would you stand up? He's our second restoration chaplain, so he's full-time. There is one guy that leads all seven, maybe eight of our chaplains down. That's David Myers. David leads the chaplain team. Would you stand up? And then Jason invested in a PLPC, so we have clinical biblical counseling for these men in phases one, two, and three. So, I mean, I feel like I just kind of get to have an office in a place where God is moving, and I get to just stay out of the way and see God move. And so thank you guys for your partnership.
Oh my goodness, I don't even think I'm gonna make it without crying. I think I already cried it right there, but I tell people, I tell our staff all the time, I only cry when it's about Jesus, period, and my kids. So I'm guess I'm gonna take us, so God's at work for sure. I wanna show this next mission statement. Oh yes, here's numbers, right? I think what's amazing is we can throw those numbers up there and I can stand here and tell you about numbers. Here's the thing. It's the individual lives that God's transforming that we really care about. That's what we care about. So that's awesome. I'm going to hit our mission statement, or actually go to the next one. So here it is, Luke 4. We got this in October of 2016. I was about to be announced to all the staff that I was coming to Victory Mission. So just over almost 3 years ago. And I was driving up from Branson. I was down there at a vacation, so I happened to be down there. It was quite amazing. But the whole way out driving up, I thought, what do you say to a group of people as their new leader? What do you say to a group of people that you're coming in to tell them maybe things are going to change, maybe things are going to be different. They're nervous, they're scared, right? And what the Lord told me was Luke 4:18, which says, the Spirit of the Lord, I'm going to read it in NLT, it's on ESV on your screen, but the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the captives will be released, the blind will see, and the oppressed will be set free. So God is doing that, right? We just saw that. The stories are for real, right? God is opening these doors. He's releasing people from captivity. He's healing hearts. They're seeing for the first time when they haven't seen, and they're being transformed. So then the next thing I would say is, well, so what kind of came next was this one. So we'll go to the next one. Oh, go to the next verse, and we'll see. So we changed our mission statement. So this is what we were. We had this very long thing. There were words like non-denominational and evangelical and ministry, and it said our name. But here's what we're doing. We share God's love through intentional relationships for the restoration of a brokenhearted world. What I believe Jesus said was that, right? I love you. Why do you love me? Because I love you, because God is good, and he's a big God, and he can transform your life because he's all about that. But you gotta come close, right? He's a whisper. He's not a shout. He's a whisper, right? I love that story of Elijah, right, in the cave. He's a whisper. And then we give them Jesus. All we got to do is give people to Jesus, and he'll take care of the rest. And we've seen that tonight with these stories. So the next thing I wanted to do was this. John 17, this is where God's revealing some amazing stuff to me right now, personally. And we at Victory Mission, we believe in a four-fold thing called the One Heart. It's that we all the staff have to go through it. But we want our love and belonging from the Father. And because our love and belonging is from the Father, we're beloved, then we can be fruitful and valuable, right? Just like our physical heart has four chambers, our spiritual heart has four chambers. And unless we walk that out every day, all we're going to do is be frustrated, annoyed, confused about what's happening out. So that's all we take. And we believe Jesus is God is the answer for that. And then we can put him in any church in Springfield, and we'll let them do the rest, right? Memorization, discipleship, small groups, we're just going to pass them off. We triage, you do the long-term work. So we appreciate that, and thank you for your partnership. If you hadn't heard partnership tonight, we've got all kinds of things going on in the community. Here's the deal. We don't have the corner on this market. God's got the corner on life change. And so all we want to do is be the hub, the place they come home. And then what's even more amazing is we realized once we started partnering with all these people, then we started saving money. Because I don't need a misery career counselor. Guess what? They're at Cox North. I don't need a Jobs for Life program. Schweitzer, Life 360, they've been doing great stuff with that. So we partner with them. We don't have a living free. Guess who does? You. James River North, right? I don't have to hire all those people. I can get away with Mark and Brian. So, so it's good. So thank you for filling the void, because that's what it is. That's the church. That's God's plan. It's about community and social capital. So I want to read this. I'm getting off topic. All right, so here we go. I am praying in verse 20. I am praying not only for these disciples, but also all who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, I am in you, and may they be in us, so that the world will believe that you sent me. I'm going to pause right there. There's the one, right? There's the belonging. That's what we have. Jesus is telling us, this is how the world knows that you sent me, when we all belong to the Father. Verse 22, I have given them my glory. There's value, the fourth chamber of our heart. Value. You can't have any glory without God. It's value, it's worth, it's purpose. Glory. I have given them my glory you gave me, so that they may be one as you are one. And I in them and you are in me, may they experience such perfect unity that the world will know you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. There's love. Bam. Right? Belonging, oneness with God, love by the Father. This blows my mind. And I'm talking to these guys if you want to come along. Jesus loves you. God loves you the same way he loves Jesus. Right? My wife, she's amazing, most amazing mom ever, besides my mom, probably second, okay. But the thing is that's amazing about her is she's like a mama bear. You don't mess with our kids. And I was talking about, this is God and his son, and that's the same thing. The heart of God, the Father, for Jesus is unbelievable. And Jesus is telling us right here, he's praying, right before he's about to die, be crucified. This is his last, like, farewell address. And he's telling us, God loves you just like I love you, and he loves me. And we're all one as he is one, and we belong. And it's like, man, this is like the rallying cry. I love it. I don't remember what verse I was at. 24, Father, I want these whom you have given me to be with me where I am. Then they can see the glory you gave me because you loved me even before the world began. And then the last part, O righteous Father, the world doesn't know you, but I do. And these disciples know you sent me. I have revealed you to them and will continue to do so. Then your love for me will be in them and I will be in them. Praise the Lord, right? Come on. This is the life transformation that we are seeing. And the reason God's doing it with us is because we're going to give him the glory. When we rally as a church, when we rally as the church, if people come in, we have lots of churches, multiple denominations connected with Victory Mission. Here's the beautiful part about that. We need them all. And we can pass them around, and we got guys flowing out to different places where they fit, what flavor of church they want, you know? But the beautiful part is it's all about Jesus. We can all break bread and say, the Lord came through Jesus Christ, and we can live in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is what is transforming lives. And so I'm going to go to the last bit here from Ephesians. If I can find it, I thought I had it marked. So Ephesians 3:20, and I love this verse. And go back to that one real quick. I just want to show this. This is what God, I was just sitting there and I thought, you know what? This is what God wants to do. He wants to show up and he wants to show off, right? So we showed up tonight and we're all in red shirts. We're trying to show off. But here's the thing. The only person that gets the glory is our Heavenly Father because he's working. And we're just jumping, like Mark said, we're just along for the ride. I showed up 2.5 years ago. I got an interview, and I drove home, and I told my wife, I said, we're moving. She said, they offered you the job? No, but I was moving. Because the thing is I knew that God had a plan for, and he had stirred my heart. And it's so good. And I was, in November of 2016, I was about to be introduced. David Myers was there, and we were as the new executive director. And I was sitting there. I had a verse. I don't remember what verse. I had, like, something candid. I was thinking about, what do you say to all these volunteers? There are, like, 400 people eating. And I was sitting there, and the Lord just said in my heart, immeasurably more you could ever ask or imagine. I was like, what is that? I know that verse. Where is that? I can't find it. You know, it's like the Holy Spirit prompts it, but you don't remember chapter and verse. Like, I didn't memorize that in Sunday school or Vacation Bible School. But I Google searched it on my phone right there, you know. Thank the Lord for a computer in my pocket. And I got it, and I said, and so I went up there and I said that, and I read from Ephesians 3:20, which says, now all glory, right? We're back to glory. All glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us through the Holy Spirit to accomplish indefinitely more than we may ask or imagine. I love this, indefinitely more. It's not just more, it's indefinitely more. What's infinite, right? So God's goodness wants to be so much more than we could ever ask or imagine because he is so much more than we could ever ask or imagine. Go to the next one. We'll read it in the message. God can do anything, you know? God can do anything, you know? Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. So we have a lot of dreams at Victory Mission. We want Victory Square 2.0. We want women's restoration where people are living. We want kids coming back and being restored. We're going to have to move some things around. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Because even if I just said that, God's like, I'm doing 20,000 times more than that. Indefinitely more. My wildest dreams, forget about it. I'm doing better. God's a one-upper, right? And I'm telling you, he wants to show up and show off, and he's doing that with Victory, and he's doing it because you give, and he's doing it because you volunteer, and you're doing it because you show up on faithfully on Sunday, right? He's doing it because you're doing it. We're all in this together, and that's why the we is we share God's love. When you write a check for Thanksgiving from an envelope in the mail, sharing God's love. And we're going to build the relationships, and we're going to let God transform some lives. So what's our next one here? So here it is, right? Believe Jesus at his word. We believe what comes out of your heart, you think, and what you think, you feel, and what you feel, you do. So it all goes back to the heart, right? Belonging and love from the Father so that you can be fruitful and valuable because he wants to show up, show off, and blow this world away with the kingdom of God. That's what it's all about.